It's Wednesday, July 18th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea is planning to grant a general amnesty next month in the run-up to the 70th anniversary of its Foundation Day in September, reports the Japan Times. The estimated population of North Korea's prison and gulag system is believed to be around 200,000 men, women, and children, according to human rights groups, with most held for political and religious reasons, not criminal ones. Thousands of Christian men, women, and children are living in displacement camps across the Jos state of Nigeria, Africa, after having been displaced largely by Muslim Fulani herdsmen. The camps have terrible living conditions, and the Christians are subject to other attacks, starvation, and diseases. The World View spoke to Nigerian pastor Anakin Ekpo, whose son-in-law lives in Jos, about what Christians are doing to help these displaced brothers and sisters.
The whole church in Nigeria is being touched concerning the condition of our brothers and sisters who have been displaced. My son-in-law is right away from Jos. So I contacted him. He sent some videos to me. The churches go to the IDP camp and they also preach and then donate some things to them and encourage them.
Pastor Ekpo said that many have been in the camps for years.
You think, how long would this be? Our brothers and sisters have been there in their camp, some of them for many years now, and some recently that just happened.
Ekpo said that the government has been turning a blind eye to the massacre of Nigerian Christians, and all they can do is pray. He said that local pastors gathered for a time of weeping and prayer for their suffering brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria. Pray Psalm 142, verse 6, for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. While President Trump asserted that the cost of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem would be $250,000 instead of $1 billion, the final cost will be $21.2 million, reports ABC News. Back in November 2014, Marquette University professor John McAdams was suspended after he penned a blog post criticizing another faculty member who would not allow a student to oppose homosexual faux marriage in a theory of ethics class. Sadly, the Jesuit campus fired him for daring to speak freely about the censorship of a student. In a win for free speech, Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Marquette University violated McAdams' academic freedom, reports FaithWire. Hormone therapy for people attempting to quote-unquote transition from male to female carries major health risks, according to a new study by the American College of Physicians. Men who took female hormones for 2 years were over 5 times more likely to develop a potentially dangerous clot than men who did not, and 10 times more likely after 6 years. The U.S. study compared medical records of over 5,000 transgender people against more than 97,000 others. The CW network plans to unveil a lesbian Batwoman TV series this December, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Batwoman revolves around Kate Kane, who, armed with a passion for social justice and a flair for speaking her mind, must overcome her own demons before embracing the call to be Gotham's symbol of hope. In a rare moment, President Trump admitted an error. After serious bipartisan pushback and reaction to his Helsinki press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump offered a clarification. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report, featuring some compelling audio from the president as well as the political left and the political right immediately following the newscast. When Christina Poole's official plans for her 35th birthday fell through in Houston, Texas, she decided to celebrate instead by completing 35 acts of kindness, reports KTRK-TV. Poole first encountered the man named Maurice near a McDonald's in downtown Houston, and she treated him to a meal.
So I said for my 35th birthday, I was going to do 35 good deeds for just random people. Yesterday, I think I filled somebody's gas tank, and today, I was going to take care of a homeless person's food. So you're the first person that I saw.
Thank you.
All right, what's your name?
Maurice.
Maurice. Well, I hope you have a blessed, wonderful day, Maurice. Don't eat that food too fast, though.
Yeah.
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, young lady.
And I'm so hungry.
Poole wrote on Instagram, quote, "I want everyone to see how powerful God is and how the simplest things can become the most precious moments to another person," end quote. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" Kathy Sanders in Louisville, Kentucky wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "I appreciate you and what you're doing. A good friend of mine sent me the link to subscribe to The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm glad she did," end quote. And Desiree Liu in Pretoria, South Africa wrote, quote, "I have received The Worldview email since the end of last year. I enjoy reading the world news through a biblical perspective. This encourages me to pray for others, especially when hearing about Christian brothers and sisters being persecuted in other countries. May the Lord bless you and continue to use you," end quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I had asked for 4 Worldview listeners to make a donation toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Unfortunately, only 1 listener stepped up to the plate. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to David in Hayden, Idaho, for his one-time gift of $10. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $15,672 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 52.2% of our goal. We need just 12 more listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 22 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. We're at the halfway point in our fundraising campaign, and we really need your help. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 4 more Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Thursday? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump got a lot of pushback on a comment he made at the Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Listen to the original soundbite, which starts with the question from an Associated Press reporter.
Would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
The criticism has been bipartisan. From the left side of the aisle, former Watergate prosecutor Jill Wine Banks on MSNBC blasted Trump's refusal to address the Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
We were burglarized this time by foreign agents, and it's just as serious to me as the Cuban Missile Crisis in terms of an attack or the 9/11 attack. The president is taking the side of the people who attacked us instead of trying to prevent a future attack. He has done nothing to make sure that the elections 4 months away are going to be safe. And I would say that his performance today will live in infamy as much as the Pearl Harbor attack or Kristallnacht. There's no explanation for what could be motivating him, no matter what Russia has on him. If that's the explanation, it can't be as bad as his behavior is today.
And from the right, the Fox and Friends morning crew, usually his biggest cheerleaders, thought that President Trump, quote unquote, fell short.
Thanks to Robert Mueller's probe, we know the 12 names of the people, at least on the Russian side, state-sponsored, if these names are correct, we have no reason not to believe it, who were part of the hacking into the election, not affecting the result, but going ahead and creating chaos in our electoral system. When President Trump was asked about that, he fell short.
And so the criticism of the president from both sides of the aisles is, wait a minute, you were given the choice. Do you believe Russia or do you believe your own intel community? And he's had that answer, which is puzzling to me because there have been a number of times when the president has said that I think it was Russia. I think there was meddling. So he had the chance yesterday. He did not do it. A lot of people are criticizing him for not being bold.
Well, and you're standing next to Vladimir Putin, whose ultimate goal in life is to undermine our democracy. So it was that one moment that you had to stand up for your own country, to stand up for your intelligence community. And as we've said this morning, he did not do that.
Absolutely. And the president's under the impression, and I don't know why still, that if he says the Russians hacked, it makes his election look illegitimate. I have news for you. Senator Schumer and Hillary Clinton will never get over the fact that you won the election. Neither will 16 Republicans get over the fact that you won the primary. Did the Russians help you with that? No. From the day you came down the escalator, you shocked the world. From November, when everyone had you losing, you shocked the world. It wasn't because of Russia, but Russia's goal was to upend our electoral process. Right. They hate democracy. And I will say this to the president, when Newt Gingrich, when General Jack Keane, when Matt Schlapp say the president fell short and made our intelligence apparatus look bad, I think it's time to pay attention.
The pushback led to this rare clarification from President Trump.
Well, Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. There was no collusion at all. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. I realized that there is a need for some clarification. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
Even if you take the president's clarification at face value, that he meant to say wouldn't instead of would, the full context of his original comment points to the conclusion that he indeed meant to say would. After all, he said, quote, I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today, end quote. Those are not the words of a man challenging the Russian president, but the words of a man supporting Putin's denial that Russia did not meddle in the election. First, Putin's words are worthless. Second, in my view, President Trump is so eager to put the Mueller investigation behind him that he became reckless and careless in that press conference. I agree with the analysis of the Fox and Friends co-hosts that at a minimum, Trump fell short. But in claiming that he was only guilty of a one-word typo of sorts in his clarification, the commander-in-chief stretches the bounds of credulity. Despite the fact that he would have had to eat some painful crow, President Trump should have admitted that he was just plain wrong. Psalm 69:5 says, My sins, O God, are not hidden from you. You know how foolish I have been. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.